Well, hello.
Hi, Monty. Julia's here with us.
Hello, Julia.
Hey, Monty. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I have no internet right now, but I have a landline still. So.
Well, that's good. It must be really hard in this era not to have any internet, so I feel
yes.
for you. You'll always have the radio, Julia.
Yes, exactly. Radio landline.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks sheltering in place in the CESA offices, and Julia Lemieux from Windy Ridge Farm in Holly with intermittent internet. And I should remember more frequently how hard this thing must be for people who don't feel well connected via the means of the internet. And you, Julia, have had to, in Holly, reinvent your business at Windy Ridge Farm because of the COVID-19 crisis, because of the quarantine. And while you might have been taking your stuff out to certain farmers markets, you have reinvented your plant wheel, if there is such a thing. Do tell.
Yeah, so a lot of small business owners have had to pivot really quickly on their feet during all of this. And luckily, we had built an online shopping cart system on our farm's website for plants last year. So that was already up when all of these changes happened. Normally, we would be out by Boston and in New York doing one-time events this time of year, selling plants. Everything has moved online, so we're offering delivery in Franklin, Hampshire, Hamden, and Berkshire County of all of our plant stars this year. But our retail markets are pretty much all shut down right now.
But we can go on the website and see what you got. What is the website?
It's windyridgeorganics.com.
As long as my internet is working well, I'll be able to see what you've got, which is good. But let's say you found yourself with a lot of time on your hands, like perhaps one Professora Belmonte, who is not going back and forth to Smith College every day anymore and is now teaching online and then gardening. The stuff to garden could be delivered right to our house in Turner's Falls. So what
right to your door. Yep, and it's going to be an important year for our local food system. I think people are really wanting to garden and grow their own food because they're seeing, you know, supply issues at the grocery stores and people are scared. So it's a big year. A lot of seed houses all over the country have actually had to shut down. They've been so overwhelmed with orders for seeds. So it's the year of the garden.
Which is amazing. The idea that we get back to the land or we're making our own food. We've been sending our kids to these, like, I know that this is not the intent of the schools that we send them to. They're like outdoor nature classrooms, but I always call them like apocalypse prepper class because they can go out into the woods and they'll be like, oh, that's wintergreen. It grows on this side of a hill. We can eat that. And now we're all having to learn all this, these skills. How did you get into growing these starts, Julia?
So the farm's been in business for 11 years now. I grew up on a farm, so I was lucky enough to learn about growing food as I learned how to walk, which is great. But we also do a lot of work out in the Berkshires with empowering other people to grow their own food and people who are maybe living in a more urban environment, a little bit, you know, poorer communities, urban communities. So we really want everybody to be trying to grow their own food this year, not just people in suburban and rural locations. This pandemic is definitely affecting poor communities and communities of color and rural communities more than it's affecting others. So it's important that we get these plants everywhere.
Absolutely.
Julia, so when you use the pronoun we, can you share who's underneath that umbrella?
So I'm an owner-operator farm. I am spending a lot of time in the greenhouse this time of year doing production while I'm trying to manage this new model of business with the website and doing a lot more customer service over the phone and email. So there's me, and then there's my 11-year-old son, Nico, and my 8-year-old son, Tristan. They live on the farm here. And then I do have a few friends that try to come up and help in the greenhouse this time of year because it's the busiest time of year for us. The pandemic has made that piece a lot more difficult.
I know that you have had plans to expand the business before COVID hit us. Where are you at in terms of a second greenhouse and all those kinds of plans?
Yeah, so we were running low on bench space in our greenhouses already. And again, I think with the type of stress that people are experiencing this year and they're really wanting to garden and grow their own food, the demand is likely to be a little bit higher. But regardless of that, we were planning on retrofitting an existing hoop house at the farm to be more energy efficient, better insulation, another layer of plastic, and try to retrofit that to be more of a second propagation house space. So that's in the works, and we're working with some folks to apply for an MDAR grant, an energy grant, to help make that happen this year.
That's great. So it's while other people's businesses, and I feel for them absolutely, are waning or in danger, people are growing more. So having a greenhouse right now is a positive thing. And I think it's positive for everybody that I could go and call you or go to your website and get the starts delivered right to my house. So what kind of starts are particularly popular right now? Julia Lemieux from Windy Ridge Farm in Holly.
On our website, we do a seedling CSA, so that's actually a couple of deliveries of like a full garden's worth of stuff. Those are really popular. In terms of specific plants, Genovese basil is just like everybody loves it. There's never enough, so that's one of them. Sun gold tomatoes are also, I think, our second most popular item on the website right now. A lot of people like those little orange sun gold cherry tomatoes, and that's a hybrid variety, but it's super productive, and it's really disease-resistant, and you get tomatoes until the frost kills them, so it's a good variety to have in your garden.
Sounds delightful. A little ray of sunshine is what I think everybody needs, and if that comes in the form of a tomato, I'll take it. And if it comes in the form of a tomato delivered right to my house from Windy Ridge Farm in Holly, Julia Lemieux, if you want to order them online, that website one more time, Julia?
It's windyridgeorganics.com. And then I do want to add that we accept SNAP and HIP benefits.
Wow.
All the edible plants are HIP eligible. The big issue with that right now is at the federal level, and I guess at the level of DTA for our state, SNAP transactions cannot be run online or over the phone. So I do have to do that in person when I deliver your plants. So that's a little bit tricky, and I think that there are people lobbying for changes to be made to that policy at the federal level. But for now, we are still accepting HIP. It's just we will safely run your transaction in person when we deliver your plants.
That's excellent. Julia Lemieux from Windy Ridge Farm in Holly and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.